The Senate has approved the most comprehensive campaign finance reform in decades. The McCain-Feingold bill passed on a vote of 59-41. Senators John McCain and Russell Feingold want to ban huge contributions to political parties. Their plan also would limit independent political advertising campaigns by corporations, unions, and other groups. Now the measure goes to the House, where similar proposals have passed several times before. But opponents have not given up hope of at least slowing down the bill. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Republican leaders plan to take this reform bill and hand it to a House committee chaired by Ohio Congressman Bob Ney.
It's a regulatory bill. It has several aspects that I think are just absolutely terrifying.
Bob Ney represents an Ohio River Valley region with a lot of Democrats, and on some issues he breaks with Republican leaders. Not this issue. Ney says the reform bill would wreck political parties by cutting off a major source of their income.
Because it has restrictions about getting out the vote, about voter registration. I mean, what have we all been talking about? Not enough people vote. The young people need to register to vote. And what does this do 120 days before the election? That's not really going to exist.
Campaign reformers have answers ready. They say most of the so-called soft money doesn't go to voter registration. It goes to television attack ads, which tend to discourage people from voting at all. But the point is that House Republican leaders want to argue those issues again. Chairman Ney promises to spend several months doing so, and he's planning public hearings all over the country.
We are part of an open process here. We're killing nothing. We're stopping nothing. We just want some free debate. We want to take these hearings out to the American people. I think that's good. That's healthy, no matter what the final outcome.
Several Republicans say they doubt they can stop the reform bill in the House, but they would like to slow it down and, if possible, change it. If the bill changes too much, key senators and representatives would negotiate over the differences in private, and the bill could change even more. This is not necessarily good news for the man who's hoping to guide the reform bill through the House. Last night, Connecticut Congressman Chris Shays got permission to slip onto the floor of the Senate. Hands in his pockets, Congressman Shays stood over by the wall, and he watched as Senator John McCain delivered one last appeal for his plan.
I asked at the start of this debate for my colleagues to take a risk for America. I will go to my grave deeply grateful for the honor of being part of it. I yield the floor.
John McCain was able to force Senate leaders to schedule his bill relatively early in this legislative year. Now Congressman Shays wants to do the same in the House. He's worried about the bill's opponents and also worried that its supporters might have second thoughts. Shays says lawmakers have no excuse to delay until the summer or even the fall.
Oh, that's absurd. To wait till October means you want to kill the bill. I think most people would see through that. Campaign financing is going on as we speak. And so the longer you wait, the less likely it is you're going to have a bill.
Republicans and Democrats alike now say they expect some kind of reform bill to become law, but they continue collecting big donations just in case. Last week, Republicans held a dinner at the Washington Hilton. They raised $7 million for the next election. Much of the Republican take came in so-called soft money from businesses and lobbying groups, even though that money would be banned if a reform bill passes. Democrats insist they're getting ready for reform. Democratic Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe is a champion at raising soft money, but he says he's preparing to appeal for smaller donations from ordinary people.
We need to build our party technologically. We are light years away from where we need to be. Republican National Committee started doing direct mail fundraising in 1974. Their list is much bigger than ours is. So we need some time to build ourselves up so we can get to that threshold level.
McAuliffe spoke from California, where last night he attended a Democratic gathering and charged just $10 a head. Of course, Democrats also intend to be ready if the reform bill fails. Just a few weeks ago, Democrats held a dinner for lobbyists at that same Washington Hilton patronized by the Republicans. The Democrats raised $5 million. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.